This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky.
Keith, I'm here on America Tonight with a guy who I swear has the best job ever. I just want you to think about this for a second. At 32, he had been to every country in the world. No kidding. I mean, that's insane, right? He is a travel expert extraordinaire. Very, very thrilled to welcome to the show Lee Abamonte. Lee, thanks for hanging with us.
Gay, thanks a lot for that intro. You should be my hype person. I appreciate it.
Well, this is the perfect time to have you on because now the world is opening up. We have a lot of wanderlust, and there's a lot of conversation about cruises. So smooth sailing into the holiday season couldn't be better, especially if you think about the new year, perfect time to make these plans. So what are some of your top tips for planning the perfect winter getaway?
Well, you mentioned cruising. Cruising is like a luxury hotel that moves. Every day you wake up, you're in a new and exciting destination, and you don't have to deal with the travel, the hassles, the logistics. Everything is done for you. You just wake up refreshed, ready to go for a new experience. I love it. And, you know, when you're planning, you want to plan ahead, obviously, because you could save some money and you could take advantage of some deals. Now, Holland America Line offers an Alaska up-close experience, and it has pre- and post-holiday sales like their wave offer to get up to 30% off. If Alaska happens to be on your bucket list, and it should be, by the way, because it's absolutely awesome, I highly recommend checking that out. A little planning ahead can save you a lot of money.
Ooh, I like that. Alaska sounds good. That's on my list. I haven't been there. I just scribbled that down. Gotta tell the hubs that's a great present. Okay, why is a cruise a versatile choice for international destinations? That's a good one.
Yeah, sure. Because it takes away your hassle again. And if you go to multiple places, whether it's in Europe or in Latin America, you'd have to deal with airplanes and airports and security and taxis and everything else. Cruising just makes it easy for you because you're just there and you don't have to actually do anything except sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. And they take you to where you need to go.
Well, you know, you told us the why, and I guess the question is, how can we access the best deals and promotions when we're planning our upcoming cruises?
For sure. I always like to look at HollandAmerica.com because I'm big into cruising, and that's a spot where you can find all the new deals, the future deals, and the current cruise itinerary so you can make your choice and go from there and get cruising.
All right. I mentioned at the top that you had been to every place in the world, so you are the guy. Share some bucket list destinations that we should consider.
Sure. I mean, there's so many places that I love, right? And it kind of depends on what you're looking to do. But my next trip will actually be to Australia and New Zealand with Holland America Line, ironically. And I'll be ending that trip in Melbourne, Australia for the Australian Open. So if you're into tennis, that should be on your bucket list, too, because it's an amazing event.
Wow. That is on my bucket list. I like to play tennis. I might be on that cruise with you. I'm going to look for you, Lee Abamonte.
All right.
You are wonderful. So HollandAmerica.com is where we go.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. How you feeling? It would be great if you felt 100% and you were ready to jump on a cruise, wouldn't it? Boy, he has an exciting life, that's for sure. And I'm thinking that this holiday season, boy, there's a couple of things that are going on. One, RSV, COVID, and flu are putting hospitals on the brink of, whoa, we cannot get to you. You got to wait in that emergency room. And if you need a bed, forget about it, because it is the season. People are inside, especially in the Northeast and the Midwest. And unfortunately, hospitals are overwhelmed with that combination of the things that I just mentioned, plus staff shortages and more problems with an overburdened healthcare system, which we know we have in the United States. That would be a little bit anxiety inducing, wouldn't it? The one time you get sick and you need something, you go to the emergency room and you're waiting, 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 pacing, pacing, pacing. Oh, I've been there, but it's been a long time. And you've got more than a half a million people in the healthcare and social services world that quit their jobs in September, part of all this burnout that we've talked about on this show with the coronavirus pandemic. You know, one in five doctors, according to the American Medical Association, say they plan on leaving the field within 2 years, right? So this parade of exodus of people and the problems now with overcrowded hospitals because of the time of year, boy, that is a deadly, deadly combination. Just saying, if you are sick, take care of it because of the scary numbers that I'm seeing. All right, 55 million of us are on the move. According to some numbers I was just looking at, we haven't seen these kinds of people really traveling in the U.S. on Thanksgiving since 2019. And we knew it was going to be a crazy holiday for sure. And Wednesday will be super nutty. And then also on Sunday, on the other end of it, will be the same thing. But we also got a major storm that's surging across the U.S. for those of you who are on that move to go someplace else. And it started Tuesday in the Northwest. We're talking about heavy rain and snow in some areas. We just saw what happened in New York, in upstate New York, Buffalo especially. So now you think of airports and you think of delays because of some of the conditions, the snow or the rain, etc. You just got to really be patient. You know, I was looking at where are the good places to travel. And if you're out west, even people listening to us in Portland or L.A. or any of the western areas, Arizona, for example, any of the spots out there, probably pretty good, right? I don't see anything on any of the weather maps that I looked at. You know, now to do this job, you have to be a meteorologist because I feel a lot of you listen to find out, hey, I just happen to be traveling somewhere and I didn't check out the weather. So all of us are going to, anyone who's jumping in a car, you're going to have to deal with some sort of traffic because you're looking at some really crowded turnpikes, etc. A lot of people go by car because maybe they're not traveling that far. They go a couple of states over, or they think it's better to travel by car because you have more freedom. You're not stuck in those airport lines. You know, flights are so crazy packed, like in Orlando. I've never seen anything like Orlando on the during the holidays. And so much of that is because, of course, people are going to see the Mouse House, you know, or one of the other major parks. And so you just add that to whatever the travel normally would be from there. So back that patience once again. I'm just saying. Hey, coming up shortly, December 6th. Oh yeah, there's that runoff election in Georgia. I was just looking at a poll and it's really, really close. But the latest poll commissioned by the AARP has Raphael Warnock, the Democrat, at 51%. Herschel Walker, the Republican, at 47%. This is the first major poll out since the November 8 elections ended, with neither candidate getting the 50%. So Georgia is still on our minds. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
That this has happened to. I want you to think about this for a second. What if the medicines you take stopped working all of a sudden? You know, that's become a reality for a lot of people because these superbugs are making medications ineffective. So it is perfect when we think about World Antibiotic Awareness Week to talk to Dr. Fred Tenover. He's the Vice President for Scientific Affairs for CFID, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
So let's talk about this. I have two friends that this happened to. What do we do when bacteria becomes resistant to antibiotics?
Right. So this is a big issue. The CDC tells us that about every 11 seconds, a new antibiotic resistant infection emerges in the United States. So we need to be making sure that we're using the best, most effective antibiotics that we can.
And what the danger is, of course, is what we were talking about. What if they become resistant? I mean, that's the thing that everybody's talking about, right? And you haven't seen this happen until recently, or there hasn't been a lot of discussion until recently, right?
Well, actually, this has been emerging for a couple of decades. Some people have called it the hidden pandemic, but it's getting worse now. It's getting to the point where we're really concerned that our antibiotics are no longer being effective, especially for serious infections.
Yeah, so then it brings up the question, Doc, what questions should patients ask before accepting an antibiotic?
Right. Absolutely. You should ask your doctor, what infection are you treating, and is this the best antibiotic? You should also ask about side effects. What do I need to be concerned about when I'm taking this antibiotic?
Oh, yeah. And we hear, you know, it's like when you listen to commercials and you see the long list of side effects. But I think sometimes people blur that out. And so I think what you're saying is absolutely 100% right on, that you need to ask those questions instead of, I think a lot of times we're in a hurry. You get a script and then you run out. You don't ask enough questions. So that's great. You're right. Slow down. Ask those questions. What other tips do you have for patients who are listening to us to advocate for their health?
Well, a couple things. Number one is the doctor tells you you have a viral infection and you don't need an antibiotic. Don't push for one. So this is the conversation you need to be having. When is it appropriate? Which antibiotic? What diagnostic test did you do to make sure that we're treating the right infection with the right antibiotic? And then the other thing is, whenever possible, try and prevent getting an infection in the first place. So keep washing your hands, and during the holiday seasons, make sure that you're cooking all your food appropriately so we're not going to get any foodborne illnesses, because we know some of those bacteria also are becoming resistant to antibiotics.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so interesting. Like I said, I just became aware of it recently, but like you said, it's been going on for decades, and now it's really more of the conversation. So what public health changes need to be made to fight AMR?
That's a really good question. Two things really come to my mind. Number one is we need to have public health advocating for more diagnostic testing to guide the use of antibiotics. We want testing and not guessing on the part of the doctors. And number two, we really need more surveillance. We need to know where in the United States these drug-resistant organisms are emerging and where we might need to go to a more powerful last resort antibiotic to make sure that we're treating that infection correctly and completely.
Oh, I like that pinpointing. That's good. And you really kind of talked about this, but it's good to end on this. What can listeners do to ensure that they're really getting the appropriate treatment? And you told us some things that we should do.
Right. Make sure that there's diagnostic testing going on. Have those conversations with your doctor. And just be aware of, you're not really challenging your doctor. You're just trying to be an informed patient. And I think doctors really do appreciate that. And we'll take the time to make sure that you understand why or why not you're getting an antibiotic, because you might have a viral infection that doesn't call for one. And whenever we use an antibiotic, when we don't need one, we really encourage bacteria to become resistant. And that's what we're trying to avoid.
Oh, that's great. You're absolutely right. Make sure if you don't have to do it, don't do it. Don't take it. So where can listeners go for more information?
Two sites. The CDC.gov website on antimicrobial resistance is excellent, has a lot of information. And if people want to learn more about diagnostic testing, they could go to Cepheid.com.
Cepheid, there you go, Cepheid.com. Dr. Fred Tenover, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right, speaking of Thanksgiving, part of the whole Thanksgiving thing, the feast, is not just the turkey and the stuffing and the mashed potatoes and the side vegetables and all of that, the cranberries. It's about the pie. And there are so many pies. Everywhere I've gone the last couple of days, especially, I've noticed it. Everybody is selling pie, 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 pie. And pumpkin is sort of the obvious thing for Thanksgiving, right? Pumpkin pie is on a lot of people's lists. Pecan, apple pie. And I was looking at something I was reading today as to what are the favorite pies when there's a lot of questions that are asked. You know, polls that are done about desserts, what seems to come up the most? And, you know, you can flip a coin on this, right, so to speak. But you can break it down by state, apparently, because there's enough polls that have gone around that this was broken down with, like, USA Today did a thing ahead of Thanksgiving where they looked for pies that were overrepresented in the state compared to the country as a whole, you know, so like in Google searches. And they found, of course, pumpkin pie, but not just pumpkin pie. In California, banana cream pie. In Colorado, people were searching a lot for lemon meringue pie. People were searching in Georgia for buttermilk pie, sweet potato pie in Louisiana. cranberry pie in Massachusetts, pot pie in Michigan. Oof, would you have a pot pie instead of any of the other pies I mentioned? Would you have pot pie for dinner? And just let's just get make a pot pie. Or let's just buy an awesome pot pie and blow off all the work that you have to do for Thanksgiving. In New Mexico, chocolate mousse pie, which would be good, but I still don't think that's a Thanksgiving thing. Then there was one other one I thought was pretty interesting, chess pie in Tennessee. There were more searches for that than any other pie. And people are searching because they're searching for recipes, etc., because they're trying to make those pies right ahead of time. And, I mean, any of those pies probably would be great, especially if they were some kind of a homemade secret recipe that takes the taste extra good. Because to me, pumpkin pie, it can taste so different from the way one place makes it to another to the way people make it. How I don't know what the word is, maybe tart it can be. And then sometimes people make it where it seems pretty tart to me. So, and I don't like it that way. It tastes funny to me. I like it where it's not, doesn't quite pop out at you that way. First world problems. Really sad to see this. And I was just having this conversation with somebody about flying in helicopters. I've flown in a few for some television work I did in the beginning of my career. But I saw that in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, a helicopter pilot and a meteorologist who worked for a North Carolina station died when a news helicopter crashed along an interstate in Charlotte, so which is a pretty decent-sized market. The meteorologist was Jason Myers, and the pilot was Chip Taig. And it went down, and they're investigating that. You know how it crashed was like at right before 12:30 in the afternoon, but of course traffic along that 77 just was at a crawl because there were, you know, there was no cars or trucks or anything else on the ground that got involved in that. Thank goodness. But boom, it went down. It went down right there on that interstate, and so tough for those families. But that's the whole thing about somebody was telling me who flew in a lot of helicopters. The thing about getting in the helicopters is, you know, one bolt goes or you get that one propeller basically versus even a small plane. The difference between a small plane and how it can possibly land versus what happens in in a helicopter. So anyway, they don't know the cause. The NTSB, of course, looks into these kinds of things, and they'll do that along with the FAA. Hey, a big reminder at the end of this hour, normal time, normal day, we will have Nail the Score. So Nail the Score coming up at the end of the hour. I picked the game of the week in the NFL. You call in or send me an email, and maybe you win those fabulous prizes and bragging rights.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. In the latest in a wave of layoffs that has hit the tech industry, HP says it will eliminate 4,000 to 6,000 jobs, roughly 12% of its workforce, through the end of 2025. The computer maker projects that the cuts will save an annualized $1.4 billion. Executives say a pullback in demand for personal computers continues to pressure HP's bottom line, and they're not optimistic that'll change in 2023. The student loan repayment pause has been extended again, despite the president having said the 2022 end-of-year pushback would be the last. Now the White House says the bump will go on no later than June 30th, 2023. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has my fantasy job, seriously. He is the toy guru, the toy guy, that's what he's known as. He's the author of Toy Time, and he is a toy historian. And who better to have on? Somebody with his background, all those years he brings to the table, 30 years of industry experience in the toy industry. Can you imagine? He is absolutely an expert on toys and play in the culture, and he brings his extensive knowledge of toys, education, and child development to his work. So we are thrilled to have him because this is Toy Time, no doubt. Chris, thanks for coming on.
Thanks. So, you know, when you say 30 years, it goes, yeah, I've been playing for a long time.
Yeah, lucky you. So I know people listening to us are like, wow, so this is exciting. What are some of your top toy picks for this year?
Well, one of the things that we're so excited about is that classic play is back in a big way. During the pandemic, there was a lot of screen time, and I'm not dissing screen time, but there's a lot of great classic tactile co-play things going out there. We're going to start with something from Lego Friends Main Street Building from the Lego Group. This is a beautiful 1600 piece set. You can build 3 different buildings that interact. You create a whole cityscape with it. Just super fun, great for narrative play, and kids love it. And also in the construction area, the Pinksy's Butterfly Hot Air Balloon from Lukey Lab. Pinksy's are these gorgeous pieces. I guess they're kind of like discs with little prongs on them. You slip them together and you can build all kinds of great things. The hot air balloon is gorgeous. It stands about 2 feet tall. It's got paperboard panels that are so colorful. What we like about this is it really does engage kids in imagination as they build it and play with it. And that's only about $29.99.
Nice. So this is a question I'm sure a lot of people ask themselves when they're putting lists together. What are the best strategies for finding the toys you want?
Well, I think it's first and foremost you want to make sure that you pay attention to your kids and what they're into and what they like and their age and find things that are age appropriate. And then start looking. Look online. Go to stores. Stores are back in a big way. People are loving being in the stores and seeing the toys on the shelf. There's a lot of great stuff out there at Walmart and Target and Kohl's and all of those great places. And then if you want something really classic, one thing we have is a baby doll. What's more classic than that? The Crybaby's First Emotions from IMC Toys. It's a doll that stands about, I don't know, she's about 28 inches tall, and she actually has 65 different emotions. You can turn her on. If she cries, you give her a pacifier. She calms down. Great for nurturing play as kids observe what their parents are doing.
You know, you already mentioned this, that now it's exciting because people are going back into the stores and seeing the toys. So we know that's changed since the pandemic. What else has changed when it comes to toys and play since then?
Well, I think one of the big things we've seen is a lot of multi-generational play. If you were locked up with your parents for 2 years, you ended up playing with them. So we're seeing a lot of things that really engage the entire family. So, for example, the Disney Kingdom Mania Adventure game has 40 different Funko-style figures. It's by Funko Games. 40 different figures that you can collect. So if you collect Disney, that's great. If you want to play an adventure game, that's great. The game only takes 15 minutes to play at the most, which parents really like. But again, it's really fun. It comes in a sphere that you can expand on it. That fits in the toe of a stocking pretty well. The other thing that's a big change is we did spend a lot of time on screen, so now we're looking at getting off the screen. And one of the things we found that we really like, it's been out for a couple of years, is the Tony Box. What's new this year is Peppa Pig. So the Tony Box is about a 3.5-inch on a side cube. It's a speaker, a huggable speaker. When you put the character on top, in this case Peppa Pig or the Grinch, it actually comes to life with stories. That's so important for kids to develop their auditory skills, their imagination skills, and of course their communication and language skills as well.
Ooh, that's a good one. I love that. What's your best advice for when to buy?
When you see the thing on the shelf or online. No, seriously, please don't get all, it's December 21st. Now, there might be the thing where the kid says, the one thing I want is X, and that's December 22nd. You may have to scramble. But seriously, there are certain things that are going to sell out. Squishmallows from Jazzwares, if you have a kid at home who collects them, at many ages, right? Those are selling out really fast. One of the other things that's selling out pretty much everywhere is the Ziplinks Triple Tower Blast, which is I call it a loud naughtiness, because there are these pieces. It's kind of like Domino Rally, but you put them together, you load them by closing them up, you link them together, and then you push a button and they all fly up in the air. That's the kind of thing I would have loved, because it made a mess.
Me too. I would have liked that too. So this has been great advice. Where can people go that are listening for more information?
Come see us at the you can see pictures of all of these things, and we try to keep the links updated as to where you'll find them in stock online.
Love it. Chris Byrne, Toy Guy, happy holidays, and thanks so much.
Happy holidays, and thank you, Kate.
Speaking of holidays, you know, the mad shopping begins on Friday. For some people, they think they're going to get great deals. So what is Black Friday going to be like at maybe the peak chaos time, since more people are back in stores? Like he said, I think it will be wild on Black Friday from the morning till late in the evening. Remember, that used to be a thing that always would lead television newscasts. You'd see whatever the hot toy was, which could be anything, right, whatever year it was, and people would line up and they would be at Toys R Us or wherever, and they'd be in line ready to go because they knew they were going to sell out of whatever it was that they had. They want to be first. And usually it has to do with some sort of item, or maybe just items in general that are being sold at some kind of a discount price, some kind of a really big discount price. So when you look at Walmart or Target or that kind of thing, the interesting part of those stores now is they've had these discounts throughout November, and a lot of them are actually closed on some of them closed on Black Friday a couple of years ago because of the pandemic, and that was the first time we saw that happen in forever. But now they're going to be open, and when you look at anybody, when you do these polls and you ask about Black Friday and the experience of Black Friday and shopping in person on Black Friday, I wonder how much the interest will be for that because of wanting to be out there shopping more than in the past because of the pandemic, right? So I think there'll be a lot of Cyber Week shopping. I think a lot of people still jump online, so I think a lot of online shopping is really pulling people in. But still, you know, there's going to be shopping malls that'll be on people's list. There will be crowds on Black Friday getting the cheapest TV they can, getting whatever the deal is that the store throws up, guaranteed. I would be just absolutely stunned if you had stores that were vacant. Well, they're not going to be vacant. Or you had stores that had very, very little people that were roaming through them. Because you're going to see, like, even on Thanksgiving Day, sometimes Black Friday starts. And AirTags will be big. iPads will be big. AirPods will still be big, I'm sure. You look at some of the other gadgets and things, TVs, even though, I mean, TVs now are so cheap compared to what they used to be, and it's all about, for a lot of people, how big is the TV, and you can get crazy, crazy sized TVs for less than $300. I was just looking at that, a 58-inch LED 4K smart TV. I was going to Best Buy for something, and I saw it was less than $300. And guaranteed, when all of those, some of the gadgets, the TVs, etc., came out, they were much, much, much more expensive. I mean, it's kind of the deal, though. How big do you need the TV to be? 70 inches, 55, 60? I mean, what is that range? No more postage stamps. I hardly ever walk in anyone's house and see a postage stamp. In fact, sometimes I'll walk in someplace and the television is like almost overwhelming. It's like, wow, are we at the movies? What's going on here? We're just at the store. It just takes over the entire space. And you think, well, you know, if you're streaming a lot, you're streaming movies, or if you're watching sports, you got this giant TV. So now you're watching on a giant TV. And I would love to know the comparison of the really small televisions that used to be sold compared to the super big televisions. I mean, you know, what is the ratio? You know, it would be more toward the big anyway, but I bet you it's even higher than it's been in the past. And maybe some of that is part pandemic, maybe. And of course, there's so many games, there's so many, the PlayStations, the controls for the PlayStations that change, the Xbox series, all of that is obviously going to be big, I would think, on Black Friday. I guarantee there'll be sales for that, and maybe you don't have to run to the store for it. Maybe it's one of those things where you can just punch it in. Or, you know, household items. Sometimes that's big because they go on sale. So the dull things that you need, like the dishwasher or the dryer or the washer, but you can get your better deals then, or you think you're getting your better deals, I guess, right? It's just so much stuff. It's overwhelming. It's like, oh, how much stuff. You know, how much stuff do we need, really? Coming up next, you could win some stuff. Yeah, and I think it's more exciting to have the bragging rights, but if you win, more than bragging rights, you clean out my prize closet that I've been storing up, and I would love for somebody to win. You can call us now for Nail the Score. I'm going to announce the game of the week. All you have to do is pick a side and give me a score, 855-266-5283.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Nail the Score. Interesting to try to pick a game this week. Some are saying the Vikings hosting the Patriots, but oh my goodness, did you see how lame the Vikings were last week? Pathetic. Forget about dancing around Kirk Cousins with your shirt off and swinging the chains around. The Cowboys spanked them, smoked them, crushed them, whatever you want to call it. 40-3. We turned the game off. My husband is a Cowboys fan. He's like, ugh, this is, I can't even watch this. And what happened also is locally where I am, they said, we're going to turn you to a more compelling game. That's the first time that's happened when I've been watching a game somewhere where I wasn't covering a game or I said any of that. And I heard them say, we're going to go to a more compelling game. And we weren't even halfway through the game, barely. Like, just had come out of halftime. So yeah, we're not picking the Vikings. Instead, how about those Cowboys? The Cowboys and the Giants, both 7-3 at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Turkey Day is a big day for Dallas fans, and now it's a rivalry between these two in the NFC East. That is going to be, I think, a good game. However, if you look at the line, the odds makers definitely are giving that love to Dallas, especially coming off of that spanking that they gave to the Vikings. 9.5-point favorite. The over-under, just for grins to tell you, 45.5 points. 45.5 points. So what do you think is going to happen in this game? You just tell me who you think is going to win and who it's going to be, the Cowboys or the Giants, and what that score is going to be. 855-266-5283, or send me your guess, which there's always a handful of people that do that, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Pete is out of the bunker looking for some turkeys for Thanksgiving, and always cool to hang with us here on Nail the Score. Hey, Pete.
Where was the Sound of Music when you needed it last weekend?
Oh, crazy. I mean, crazy awesome in a way, right? If you're, you know, if you're a Dallas fan, that you, but then at one point you're just like, wow, this is like a Pee-wee foot. This is like embarrassing.
Yeah, nothing like a good old-fashioned scrimmage. Good
yes,
grief.
Scrimmage. It was like a scrimmage.
Man, they coached them on that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. 9, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty big point spread, yeah.
Damn. Okay, let's go 28-19, Cowboys.
All right, 28-19, Cowboys. So it would be right there on that line. Hey, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Pete, thanks.
See ya.
All right, so Pete says 28-19, as you just heard, Dallas Cowboys. Sharon is listening to us on the other end of the country up in Maine. Hello, Sharon.
Hi.
Hey, congratulations. You sent me something. We were going back and forth. 11 years at your job?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Woohoo! That's a long time. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Exciting.
Even with the COVID.
We didn't serve samples,
but I worked with Sam's Club where I worked.
I like Sam's Club. That's where my mom used to go. We used to go to Sam's Club in New Jersey. So who do you like, the Cowboys or the Giants?
I like the Giants because they're doing really good this year compared to last year and the year before.
That's for so sure.
I'm going to go with the Giants.
27-16. Wow. That, boy, Cowboy fans would be really upset with that. But 27-16, I think it's going to be a good game. Sharon, thanks and good luck.
You're welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving, too, as well. All right. Let's go to Jeremy Paulson, the Cracker Jack technical maestro. Jeremy, what do you think?
I think the Cowboys will probably win, but I think it's going to be close compared to the spread. I want to say 33-28.
33-28 Cowboys. All right, so that's another one for the Cowboys. You know what? I look at this, and I covered so many of those Thanksgiving Day games. It was kind of great to be in Jerry Jones's house, though, in his press box, because he always treated the media good. So you had great grub. I'm just saying. I'm just giving you a peek behind the curtain. They great, great, great grub. Well, here's the thing. So the Giants last week, oh, what a scrubby loss to the Lions. 31-18, not good there. And then they had that loss to the Seahawks. So sometimes they can get they can tank. Although Sharon's right, I mean, they're having an incredible season when you think overall of how they've played. And then some of the great teams sprinkled in with the lousy teams that they've played. They lost to the Cowboys last time, 23-16. So I'm going to say that it's going to be, 28-13 Cowboys. So I think it's going to be similar. That's what's going to happen there. I mean, maybe it'll be a super close game, and I hope so, because I know I'll be watching that game, and I like me some exciting football. So I hope it's close, and if either team pulls away, it's not till toward the end of that that game. It was interesting in looking at all the games and trying to decide, you know, what's the game of the week. And anymore with how the games are going, where some of these games are decided in overtime on some ridiculous misses, and somebody else benefits from that. The season has been very strange. It's been strange when it comes to teams that are getting rocked, and then all of a sudden they rise up against the better team. I mean, of course, that can happen any time in the NFL. And you look at lines, and so, you know, even if you look at, there was a lot lower lines, like Cincinnati and the Titans, you know, that's a big Sunday game, and Cincinnati is only favored by a point and a half in that game. And you think of Derrick Henry, the great running back for the Titans, and what's he going to look like against that Bengals defense? Could be a pretty big day for him, but the odds makers are sharpening their pencils, so to speak, and I think a couple of them are pretty close to call. Even the Monday night game, the Colts and the Steelers, crazy throwaway seasons for both of those teams, but the Colts are only favored at home by 2.5 points. So I like this game. I like the Giants and the Cowboys game because of the battle in the NFC East. And I got a couple of people that are emailing. You can do me a favor, do the same thing in the next couple of minutes. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. I got this one from Joe, who says, Kate, I usually chime in on the politics that make me furious, but I'm a football fan. I just discovered Nail the Score. I'm doing that working thing, and I don't think you'll be able to hear me. I am picking the Cowboys to win this 30-3. 30-3. Oh boy, that'd be, Giants fans would be fuming. And you know what? Stranger things have happened, so you never know. We've had some of these really lopsided scores, too. And then I got another one from a regular, too, Max. And Max is picking the Giants, and he says the Giants are going to win it 33-21. All right, anybody else who gets it in the next couple of minutes, of course it will count. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Good luck to everyone who played Nail the Score. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.